Добрый день, всем привет, меня зовут Николай, и это Survival Russian Course. Welcome to Survival Russian Course with Nikolai Tishin, and this is the first podcast that I'm doing on the 1st of February for you guys, and today we're going to be talking about the reasons for learning the Russian language. Well, you've already seen the video where I spoke a little bit about the advantages of Russian language, but now we will talk about the reasons for learning Russian language. Well, there are a lot of reasons, and you may have your personal ones, but number one, it's that it's one of the most spoken languages in the world, okay? And it's not only one of the most spoken languages in the world, it is also spoken in many countries as well, because there are a lot of immigrants who immigrated to different countries. It is spoken in Israel, you know, Balkans, of course, former Soviet republics like Ukraine, Armenia, and also, you know, of course, the United States. Also, you know, it's even estimated that there are more than 850,000 speakers of Russian in the United States alone. Okay, being a Slavic language, the Russian language shares a lot of similarities with languages such as Polish, Ukrainian, Bulgarian, and Czech, and it is the most widely spoken Slavic language in the world. So basically, if you want to know and have friends among Slavic people, well, learning Russian is important to you. Okay, now knowing the Russian language improves your employment opportunities. You know that Russia has constantly been in the process of positioning itself as a major economic force, and now it's really growing in economy, and a lot of foreigners come here to work in international businesses, etc. So this is also another good point. And of course, number three is that Russia has a fascinating culture. It has a fascinating culture, and there are a lot of, you know, world famous like authors like Tolstoy, Dostoevsky, and Pushkin, and we probably want to read those magnificent pieces of art in original, right? In order to do that, you need to learn Russian. But I will tell you in advance that reading such authors in original is quite difficult, but you can reach that, okay? Number four, you can learn true, you can discover true Russia, okay? Because sometimes what you see in the media is not always true about Russia. So when you know the language, you can actually come here and you can discover true Russia for yourself. You know, you have to come here. You can have a trip to Moscow, to St. Petersburg. These are two largest cities in Russia. But of course, if you want to see the real life in real Russia, you have to travel in some other city like Krasnodar, my city, okay? The city where I live in. I live in Krasnodar. So, yeah, come over. You're welcome. Now, number five, learning Russian is the perfect opportunity to broaden your social circle. It means that if you want to have friends among Slavic people in Russia, you should learn Russian. If you learn Russian, you can use Russian social media like ВКонтакте. It's like vk.com, the largest social platform in Russia and also in Europe. Or the second most popular social network, which is called Одноклассники. Одноклассники, okay. You can learn Russian just because you want to, or maybe because you love languages, or because you find it really interesting, like all these surreal characters, they're new to you, and yeah, why not learn it, okay? So there are a lot of reasons, and of course you might have your personal reasons, like maybe you want to study in Russia, or you are planning your trip to Russia, okay? For instance, like many of you, when you were joining this group, you wrote to me and said like, hey Nikolai, I'm coming to Russia in a couple of weeks, in a couple of months, in a year, and so I need Russian, okay? So you have your personal reasons why you need to learn Russian, okay? And from my experience, I will tell you that having motivation in learning foreign language and Russian in particular is crucially important, because when you have motivation, it will drive you, it will push you every day. And of course, this kind of course is also very important, because this course is only 28 days long, and you need to take this chance to really, really dig into it and try to set up a special special time, which is 28 days. Full February, to try to learn or try to start learning Russian. And I hope that this survival Russian course is going to be very helpful. So as you've noticed, I'm speaking English with you now, and I will gradually speak English less and less and less, you know, and I will speak Russian more and more and more, one podcast after another. But today we are talking about the, you know, the advantages of learning Russian and reasons for learning Russian language. So now we've talked about the reasons, and as I said, like, you have your personal reasons. But now let's talk a little bit about the format of the course, okay? The format of the course. To begin with, the most important thing in the course is the podcast audios that I'm sending you in WhatsApp group and that you can listen to. So you will have each day during these 28 days, you will have one podcast in the morning and one podcast in the afternoon or in the evening. So you will be listening at least 15-20 minutes every day about Russian, and develop and improve your listening skills. Okay, it is crucially important. That's why I dedicate so much time to help you improve your listening skills, because this is a natural way of learning any language, and Russian in particular. So now you are going to receive two podcasts, one in the morning, in the afternoon. Then you will receive also some pictures, photos of some new words with comments, all right? In some other days, some other lessons, you will have the tasks, you know, some quizzes, some homework that you will have to do. As you can imagine, there are a lot of participants right now, and so I cannot check each of your homework, but I will be giving you some homework, and then you will have to do it, and then I will send you the answers, the keys. And then you will be able to check it yourself whether you did it right or wrong, okay? This is how this is going to be. And of course, I'm going to send you the video, not for maybe every day, every lesson, but in this video, we're going to be talking about some survival tips and some vocabulary, some cultural stuff in Russia, okay? And you will see some videos of me buying something in the markets, in the stores, and talking to people, how to get to some places, ordering taxi. Also, you will hear some audios when I'm talking on the phone with some administrators in Russian, okay? You will hear some extracts from radios, radio programs, okay? So you will be listening and a lot of Russian information, okay? This is how this course is going to be like. So today is 1st of February, and this is the first podcast in this series. The second one will come a bit later today, okay? I hope you've enjoyed it, and you've decided to seriously learn Russian. So good luck to you, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.